Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. It's the Friday edition of this, so we, of course, will be doing weekend plans, one of Betty Rock's favorite things, and a quiz I get every day when I get home from work on Fridays. My wife really cares about what you guys are doing for the weekend.
Just start inviting her on Fridays to come in, and just so you don't have to like repeat anything.
That's a good idea. If nothing else, just like put her on the phone and just like have her join that way. All right, let's get to some of the stuff. This is really wonderful. The Bible talks about be sure your sins will find you out, and nowhere is that more true than in politics, because hypocrisy runs rampant. Well, revelations that the classified documents going back to President Joe Biden's years as vice president have been found in his private Washington office, which he's like, I didn't know they were there. Heck, I don't even know where I am half the time. And also now they found him in the garage at his home in Delaware. Oh,
you would keep it in your garage?
Yeah. And so it's threatening to, or it could become a political and legal liability for him because even though he says, I was surprised to learn of the discovery of the records. I was just surprised to learn about a lot of things going on around me now. Because he branded his predecessor, Donald Trump, as irresponsible, you know, for storing classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The height of irresponsibility. Well, now we're looking at the height of hypocrisy. I love when people attack somebody for something else and then they get caught doing the same thing. These documents are a great example. Just one of the examples. The other is the crisis at the border. Donald Trump is caging children. Nothing has changed at the border. You know, oh yeah, you made one trip down there, Joe, but you have changed nothing.
After 2 years.
Yeah, it's actually gotten worse, you know, which is so funny. The hypocrisy in politics is just palpable. But it's problematic because this can't just be swept under the rug. Yes, the news isn't going to cover it. The legacy media will never cover anything that goes against a Democratic president because it's just what they do. But like, it's not going to, they'll sweep it under the rug, but it's not going to get swept under the rug because Congress is a Republican Congress and they are not going to let this go. They will go after Joe the same way that Joe went after Trump, which to me, it's just wonderful. But here's the funny thing, okay? When you extrapolate this story all the way out to its conclusion, okay? I just realized how funny slash sad it is that both the sitting president and the former president, who might face off for an election, could both be under investigation for the same crime at the same time while one of them still gets elected. Like, it's laughable.
That's what's sad about it, is because our leadership, we expect nothing less.
And it's sad. Or
we're not surprised by it. That's what's sad.
That is truly what is sad, man. It's crazy. But like them both being charged or being investigated, and one of them probably will be in the White House in 2 years from now.
Yeah, I haven't seen a name on either side that has been talked about as being like the actual like candidate that they would predict to win. I'm hoping that somebody separates themselves as a strong candidate during like election season, but it's hard to see that happening.
I haven't heard much from DeSantis about running. I haven't heard much from Pence about running. And maybe they're just laying low because it's still so early.
Yeah.
But Trump went in way early, you know, because it's what he does.
Well, he'll build up a really good, like, I mean, his following never died.
Is one
part of the equation.
Yeah.
And they'll just start to light that fire continuously over the next 2 years. He'll have such a good like head start.
It's funny because right after he lost the election, I was actually in a gun store and the guy behind the counter is like, you mark my words, he will be back and restored to the presidency. And I'm like, you really believe that? He's like, yeah, that election was stolen and he will be back in office. And I'm like, okay.
I think the irony is that I remember the day after it happened, I was on a liberal college campus, and you just had people walking through the streets, not my president. And then all I hear from a lot of people today is just like, well, my president.
Yeah.
Is like both of them are so... hard to hear.
I just thought like this guy's prediction might come true, but it would just be 4 years later, you know, like the guy's right. Like all of a sudden he gets back in. So crazy. More closer to home. Don't put all your eggs in one basket or maybe in any basket at all. Egg prices have skyrocketed. Okay.
No.
Yeah. We talked about this the other day. I saw a news story where somebody bought 5 dozen eggs last year and they saved their receipts and it was $9.59. And then they bought that same five dozen eggs now, and it was $40. Like, it is just crazy.
Why?
You would think COVID, but actually not. But it is another flu-based thing. Avian flu, they're saying. So birds get sick or whatever, and so it is raising the price
Gavin
of eggs.
Yeah.
I know.
I coughed once. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, like, for me, at first I was like, oh, this isn't a problem. I hate eggs. Not a big deal. Why are we all freaking out about it? You know, but then if you like omelets, it's a big deal. Or if you like cake, I realize cake has eggs in it. We need eggs.
How do they know that the eggs that we're getting a hold of don't have the whatever?
Oh, the avian flu. I don't know if it's that the eggs are sick, but it's like chickens get sick and die, and so you have less eggs being produced. So it's less eggs that are being produced, and so that causes scarcity, and scarcity causes inflation. Mm-hmm. And you also have inflation going on as well. And so, I just thought it was funny that it's still another flu that's being blamed for something.
Yep.
And again, we keep paying the price, and we are going to be stuck paying that price for a while. Like, I don't see prices dropping down. They talk about, well, we're going to try to avoid a recession, and that would be great, but we're also at record high inflation, and I just don't see prices dropping on any of this stuff anytime soon. So
it's a big jump away from the stimulus check days when for people who are working, that everything was the same price and we were all getting extra money. Now nobody's— well, I guess some people might be.
But I was amazed to see gas under $3 the other day. I was so happy. I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's so great. Yeah, and then it jumped back up. I went to another gas station like 3 days later, and it was like $3.50, and I paid like $2.89. And it's funny, we're so happy about that. But there was a time not so long ago when we were paying low twos, you know, and like when it dropped below two, you're like, yeah, $1.99, this is great. And now,
fill up every day.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll bathe in this stuff. It's great. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Evan Peters, he played the role of Jeffrey Dahmer, the serial killer, in a Netflix series, and he actually won a Golden Globe for it, which most people would, I guess, most people would be like, oh, great, fantastic.
Yeah, good actor,
hard.
Playing
That's
a weird
great.
Character, but good.
But this one we might understand where some could be offended by it. A mother of one of Dahmer's victims, Tony Hughes, she's upset about him winning the award. Not that him in general, but just that role is actually getting— it's supporting the fact that we are eating up
pun intended.
Well, yeah. the whole serial killer franchise.
And people are making money off of
it. They're making money off of it. And she said people winning acting roles from playing killers keeps the obsession going.
Yeah.
And this makes sick people thrive on the fame. She also is upset that people are profiting. She said it's a shame that people can take our tragedy and make money. The victims never saw a cent. Mm-hmm. We go through these emotions every day.
Yeah, because it's real easy to go, well, it's just a story and someone's acting it out and it happened. And so it's real life. But when you were a part of that story,
when you were a victim,
then you're going to see it completely differently. And as a mom, absolutely.
It's not just a story to them. I mean, it is reality.
Yeah.
And for us, those of us who aren't victims, we can see it more as a story. But we don't need to lose the idea that these were actual people that suffered at the hands of someone who was sick.
Yep. Deranged. And then there's money being made off of
now,
it.
Now, I am one to talk because I
love a crime show.
I do.
Yeah,
but
do.
I didn't get into the Dahmer stuff because that was
really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love Dateline. Like, am I feeding into it? In the franchise, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you are.
I'm sure you always want to point a finger at
that
me.
You should stop watching those.
Well,
that's
I'm,
her
I'm
whole.
Not gonna
don't do
it.
That to her. It's like taking puzzles away.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if you did more puzzles.
No.
Non-serial
killer
puzzles.
You do puzzles while you watch Dateline,
no.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Mm. My wife started doing puzzles again.
Mm-hmm.
And she got this pack of like five Disney puzzles, and she wants to actually glue these ones and frame them.
Oh, wow.
Because they're like vintage looking puzzles, and she likes them. And so I was helping her, and then I took one piece and like hid it for a couple days.
That's her fault. She knows it's coming.
That's true. She knows me.
You do it every time.
Yeah. And then now like I'll wait till the last thing. And it's funny. This was funny because she goes, all right, look, I know you have the piece, and it's one piece that's just staring at her. She needs to get it. And she goes, I know you have the piece. Would you please just put it back in? Please. Okay. I've worked on this. I said, all right, I'll do it. So she walked into the kitchen and I walked in. And I put that piece in and then I took another one out. And she walks back in and she's like, oh, she saw that piece. The other one was kind of more hidden. And she goes, thank you. Okay. Seriously? Living with me is fun. It's a never-ending joyride.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a ride.
Yeah,
it's a ride.
Speaking of joyrides, it is Friday, and we are very happy about this. Do you want to do birthdays first, and then weekend plans?
We don't have any birthdays.
Then we're going to jump right to weekend plans. So weekend plans. Everyone's got them. Weekend plans. All right. Lady Rock, you got a 3-day weekend. Make the most of it. What are you going to do?
Tonight, I don't think I'm going to do anything. Okay. I'm good with that. Nice. I might watch a Dateline.
Sure.
Put together a puzzle. We'll see. Then tomorrow, I'm supposed to meet up with some friends. We're going to go to a show. Huh. And I think it's a band that they do like 80s and 90s covers.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
So we're going to go do that and go out to eat. Then Sunday, I have to do children's church. And then Monday, I'm supposed to meet up with two friends of mine. They are two recipients of the Christmas presents that I still have.
Oh, nice.
So I'll finally be able to give them theirs.
Well done. All right.
And I'm also supposed to go and see my holistic doctor.
Oh, very nice. Oh,
On Monday.
Well, yes. Of course she's working. She doesn't follow any rules. No.
But hopefully she'll be, like, I can tell her. Because I do feel better.
Yeah.
It's just that it comes in waves. Like last night, I woke up because my ear was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like right now, my ears don't hurt at all. So yeah. It's just this
random. So are you good right now? Like as of this moment, you're good.
Yeah, as of right now, I'm good. But like I had a cough last night. It's like nights get worse for some reason.
It happens with most sicknesses. Yeah. I don't know why. You feel really bad in the morning and at night. And then you kind of get through the day. Maybe you get distracted or something. I don't know why that is.
I was curious because you've done the telehealth thing. You did go in person somewhere, like to an in-person doctor?
Both times were telehealth.
What if you went to like a in-person real doctor?
Are you saying my holistic doctor isn't a real doctor?
I haven't said that yet.
Did your holistic doctor go to doctor school?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, see, these are questions I would ask. Like, literally, I would ask these questions.
Yeah, but you, sir, have stopped at a like car crash and moved someone's wrist when they could have been
hurt. I saved a life.
Hurt.
I saved
seriously.
A life.
Seriously. Like, no, well, then girl, she's saving lives.
That girl thanks me to this day.
But I feel like if you went into a real doctor who could take like a little their little tool and look inside your ear and maybe see something.
And that's true.
Because telehealth can't do the physical side of that.
Yeah, that's true. And I could possibly do that. I'm going to first see what the holistic doctor does and go from there because I've already done the antibiotic. The thing that call the real doctor will do is probably put me on another antibiotic.
Right.
Which isn't
maybe,
a bad thing.
But maybe.
But
like Haley, my wife had like crazy ear issues for like a super long time and they eventually found that there was like this bone that was sticking out of her ear. Not that I think that that's what you have, but they would have never found that. A holistic
By
doctor would have never.
Putting basil in her ears.
A holistic doctor would have never caught that.
I think y'all picture like a lady that hangs like herbs from her ceiling and stuff.
I picture chicken feet somewhere in here.
Yeah, and it's not that at all. Not
Rolling
at all.
Rolling bones.
You're inside like a circle.
It seems like a voodoo thing to me. Yeah. No. I'm just kidding.
Maybe we make too much fun of it, but also,
yeah.
Well, the last time you did go, like it did help.
Mm-hmm.
So
did it?
I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't.
Maybe you should see her.
Yeah.
I
would hate it till I try it.
I would laugh too much. Like I'm gonna need you to stand on your left foot and put this basil between your toes. Like okay, no.
Once again, it's the herbs that seem to be something that you're holding on to, and I don't understand.
You say that, but the time you explained it, she put like salt on your stomach.
Yeah.
Remember that? A cylinder of salt and a cylinder of sugar. Yeah.
That's not.
And neither one even actually the thing never touched your skin. The glass was between you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is that
possible?
What I'm going to do is on Monday when I see her, I'm going to ask her if she can walk me through it one more time.
Please.
Because I'm going to see if we can redo it here. So
I
that
love
y'all
this
can,
idea.
Y'all
there
can
you
try
go.
It.
I
now
love this idea. Yeah. Like, see, like, take, go, like, okay, so you got a jar of sugar and a jar of salt. What does it do? And can I do this to Wally?
Now, what will happen if I do this whole test on you and it really does work?
I would tell you.
Well, but does he?
But then what, are you
going to
change
anything?
Anything?
But you don't have anything wrong with you.
Oh, I got, okay. I have aches. leaks everywhere. Like, I don't know what is going on.
He doesn't have anything wrong with him. He is on heart medication, on gout medication.
But you didn't get the salt sugar treatment done for your, like, heart-related stuff. You did it for something else.
No, but it's supposed to tell you what, like, it's supposed to just, like, a bad diet situation. Like, this is what you have too much of. And it's supposed to show you that your body cannot, it cannot do what it's supposed to do. If you have this stuff in you.
Okay, well, that's fair. I have a bad diet, so we can figure that out.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah, I like this idea. A little experiment. Sounds fun. Mm-hmm.
Sorry if we're too harsh on this.
Oh, no. I just want to prove you wrong, but I feel like sometimes I can't even get through a story without getting the jokes over and over.
Well, absolutely.
I'd like to tell my story first and then the jokes.
I like it. It's a journey. It's a joke journey.
And it's a journey I don't want to be a
We just go on the trip together and we tell jokes along the way. It's fun. It's just like a sing-along, but with jokes.
But I don't want to be a part of it.
You mentioned you're going to go and see a band with 80s and 90s covers. Mm-hmm. I'm super jealous of that. Like, mm-hmm. that would be so much fun.
You should go with her.
Well, actually, it's sold out.
Oh, really?
That's which I'm kind of shocked by because they must be really good if they're sold out.
We used to do a thing at 99X. It's a radio station I worked at in Atlanta, and we did a karaoke night. But what made it different was we had a live band, and they only did 80s music. And so, like, you got everyone there doing Living on a Prayer and all these hair band stuff. But it was so great because you had a live band playing with you, mm-hmm. and it felt so much better than any karaoke. And mm-hmm. you got to live out. Like people got to kind of come and live out their rock dreams.
You say people, but it was you, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I loved hosting that.
This guy's been here all night.
Yeah, that was fun. Like, anyone else? No, I'm going to do it again. Hey, we're not going to take it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so good.
I'm going to be interested to see if there's a song they do that I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
80s and 90s. I think I got it.
Mm-hmm. I was flipping around TikTok today, and I hit this one band, Bewitched, and it was like a girl boy band kind of thing from back in the 90s.
A girl band,
yeah. And it took me straight back to
Radio Disney
days. Yeah. And then when I listen, have you seen that trend on TikTok where you're like 13-year-old me listening to a song and then me as an adult listening to it and you're like, whoa, lyrically, hey, what in the world? Yeah. Like, it seemed so innocent. And you're like, if you're reading into this, these lyrics really are not good.
Oh, yeah. There was a song that came up on my playlist. It's like Spotify does this thing where it's songs that we think you'd like. And so I start listening to them and the song pops up. And I mean, I had forgotten all about it. And the first beat comes on and I'm just like, oh, I remember this song. I love it so much. And the words started coming back to me. And then I was like, that's what she's talking about.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and then you're like, Mom, you're so square. Why are you not letting me listen to this song? You're like, well, I get it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God.
My wife was mortified. Like, my Amazon was scrolling through stuff the other day and just kind of playing stuff at random, and NWA came on, and she was like, what is this? I mean, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to skip past that. It was every foul.
You should delete
thing.
That.
I know. Well, no, I think it was a station. I was listening to a station.
Oh.
Because I wanted to hear like some 80s and 90s rap because I hadn't done that in a while. And I'm like, holy moly. Gavin, good news, not giddy up. Good news for you. We're doing weekend plans.
I can do that. I've got. I'm meeting up with two guys tonight. We're going to go watch a basketball game at a Buffalo Wild Wings, so that'll be fun.
Bring a lot of money.
Wow. Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings is so expensive.
It has become so. Like, the way I eat is, like, I like to eat just 10 wings. I don't like to get, like, a bunch of fries or a bunch of appetizers. I'm like, just focus on the wings. But that's gotten up to about, like, $12, which feels overpriced. So sometimes I'll just get six.
I went to...
Be careful. There's a flu going on.
Avian flu, yeah.
Maybe I'll get a burger.
No, get the wings.
No,
it's
I'm going to take the risk.
You'll be fine.
I've got a long weekend to recover if it does get me.
I went to, where was it? Old Chicago, a pizza place, and I wanted wings. So they have the small or the large. I'm like, oh, just give me the small. It was like $10, $10. And it comes out, I got five wings. I'm like, what in the world?
$2
a wing.
Not a good price.
No, that's horrible. I remember when they had 25 cent wings. wings on special and stuff like that. And Buffalo Wild Wings is super expensive. But I love wings.
I know, it's good.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday.
Minio's. We should go to Minio's.
We should, though.
We should go to Minio's.
I enjoyed it the one time.
Minio's is so good.
Your stomach doesn't need Minio's.
I know, but I got 20 minutes to get home. Yeah. It's fine.
It's close to your house, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be good. Fine. We're good. We should go to Minio's. Uh-uh. Come on, Rock. Minio's is good.
Uh-uh. All right. I'm not crazy about it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, bummer.
So good. What else are you doing?
Oh, tomorrow we're making up the game night that we canceled last weekend. And so we're having 4 or 5 friends over for that. So that'll be fun. And then I think on Monday, we're just going to try. We've got a couple like video chats with friends we haven't talked to in a while. Mm. So that's it.
That's good.
It's going to be fun.
All right. Let me see. For me, my daughter's still in town, so like we're doing stuff with her. And then like she leaves Saturday morning, and so I think she and I will go to breakfast tomorrow at Waffle House. We always sit at the Waffle House bar. Like we did that since she was like a little kid, and so that's always fun. So we'll probably do that before she flies out. I'm still doing like building stuff here and there and projects, and I'm making her a coffee bar kind of thing. And so I want to work on that stuff. But my wife's like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's a 3-day weekend. I was going to get some stuff done. Oh, okay. And because I think she wants to hang out and go and do stuff. So I'm going to have to do that. Not have to.
That's exactly what you said.
I did say that.
You've said it multiple times.
And that's what you mean.
Well, because there's like, I get in my head like, oh, I got time to do something I've wanted to do. And I don't get time during the week because of work to do it. And so then I'm like, oh, good. I want to get it done. But then I can't. And so I'm like, it feels incomplete. It's not checked off.
Why don't you instead just say, hey, like give her a window of time. Be like, yeah, let's do this from this to this. And then she knows that she was given that time. And then the rest of it, you can do what you want.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Because normally I say, well, give me a little bit of time to work on this and then we'll go. And then I always run late. And so I should like do her thing first. Mm-hmm. And then that way I can at least get back to mine. Yeah. And so, but I did look up a couple of things. There was an RV show. I like going to RV shows. It's fun to dream. I never buy one, but it's like, oh yeah, and we could do this and we could bump this out. It's just fun to go to. And then there's a home show, I think too. And that I like because we're spending more time upgrading things in our house and stuff like that, and so you get ideas and different technology and stuff. So I think we'll probably do that. So that's
some inspiration.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my weekend as well. And I guess since we have no birthdays and we have covered everything we're going to do, that's going to do it for your Friday edition of the Aftercast. And as always, thanks for being a potty and have a great 3-day weekend.
Whoop.